Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, November 29th, 2013. We have a wonderful show planned for you this evening. It is Friday night, so it's paranormal, sounds like sci-fi time, and we look forward to your input and questions, and you may call in this evening if you like. I want to just let everyone know it's not been posted on the website yet, but the intensives for December will start on Saturday, December 14th. That'll be the four-hour call where you get to charge 7 containers of water to get you through the week, being charged by light beings from Creation Lightship. And then there, the following Sunday, the 15th, and the following two Sundays will be the eight-hour intensives. So that is the, I'm looking at November, I'm sorry. The 15th is the first, then the 22nd and the 29th. So if you are new to Ron's healings and Ron's shows, what that is you can have physical healings. It's called a physical intensive, and spend 8 hours on Creation Lightship working on whatever issues you have going on in your life, and you really will feel wonderful. And we can talk more about that during the show. Before Ron comes on, if you'd like to open up a picture of the light being, which can be found below the fast chat on the BBS page, or you can go to Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, and open up the picture of the light being, and Ron will activate that for all of us with peace energy for the show tonight. So now I'll welcome Ron onto the air.
Okay, hi everybody. So let's energize the light being. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So back to you, Ann, and tonight's our paranormal night. We'll see what comes about with this here.
Yes, Ron. And before we get started, and we have quite a few comments from people about clones, and I thought, I think we're going to end up having a clone night tonight. But before we do that, as it's Friday, I was wondering if you could do a couple of clearings for people to kind of end the work week and get people centered.
Okay, so let's just release the energies of maybe overworked, if that's the case. So here we go. Think of your situation that you're in, maybe what you are right now. So releasing the energy of frustration, overwork. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Oh, Ron, thank you so much. And the other thing I thought would be good, nice for all of us, if it's okay with you, yesterday was Thanksgiving and in the U.S., and as people in the U.S. know, today is what we call Black Friday because everybody is supposed to go out shopping. I know I didn't. And I guess it's Black Friday because the stores want to be in the black financially and hope we're all spending a lot of money. And it's a lot of tension and stress for many people. So I was wondering if perhaps you could also do a clearing of November 28th and 29th so that if we have any kind of weird energies going on around those dates, we can be free of them.
Okay, well, first do yesterday, which was the 28th. So 11, going to clear that, so releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I will do the 28, releasing the energy from that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the 29th. 4, and 5. Okay, now we'll do the year 2013. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And I just want to remind people that you may send any questions or testimonials for healings to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have that open right now, so if you want to send anything in during the show, you may. And I have the fast chat open as well, and you may call in. So thank you all for being here. And as I mentioned, Ron, we have quite a few comments and stuff about clones, and I thought perhaps we could talk a little bit about clones and tell some of these stories. Do you want to first just, in case someone just tuned in, like, what does that mean? You know, what are clones?
Well, boy, most of the people on the planet right now are a replica of who they used to be. So initially they were human, and then last year, around this time, actually, and going into the end of the year last time, a lot of the people got taken off planet. So from there, they've had, I think, different clone replicas come in since the first of last or this year. And they get switched out off and on. And you can tell the difference pretty easily just by watching the people and how they respond. So if you've seen somebody acting a little strange, like maybe they're an older person and they don't know anything about young people or they don't know how to give change or something like that, kind of like they just got dropped in here, that's probably a clone replica of the person that they used to be. Remember, they just copy the physical appearance. And as you probably have noticed on a lot of the newer movies out, if you could call it sci-fi, it's probably really, you know, they should be stating something like, instead of sci-fi, it'll just be a glimpse of the future to come here. So you're going to notice that a lot of these people are robotic people, which is true. That's what the future is here at some point. And, you know, right now they're bringing the clone replicas in here to live. And so there's, you know, very few of the humans left here. And, you know, if you're listening and you just feel like, well, you probably won't know if you're a clone because you may not understand what it's like. But I would say that most clones would probably be typically pretty peaceful, where a human will be full of emotions. So that's kind of one way to look at it. And also the other way, if you're a clone trying to view humans, you're going to see a lot of energy around people. And clones don't have much of anything at all, if, you know, like zip, as they're running the program. So they don't have any body energy. And that's kind of the way you can tell. You know, they still sweat and you know, have all the different attributes of a human, but they won't have any body energy. And the clones are here, so, and the humans are being taken away, and maybe even the clones are now, end of the year, maybe they only have a year program in them. So, you know, what else are the aliens going to do, you know? They probably decided that this year's clone model is not working that well, and they want to refresh it with a new one. So, if you happen to see parking lots filled full of cars, and you go into the store shopping, and there's hardly any people in there. And you know that somewhere they got abducted between the store or in the store and their car, and they're gone. Something else will come back naturally because, you know, you just can't have a parking lot filled full of cars at 3 o'clock in the morning typically, you know. They have to bring something back in, the new model, and it'll be here, you know, living life. Last year, I think it took about 3 weeks to get people kind of back again. And what they'll do is they'll put up, the aliens will put up an artificial intelligent hologram making you think the person is actually here and they're not. But anyway, that's where we are. That's what's going on. So why don't you read some of your clone stories?
Okay, Ron. This person, I'm going to, of course, paraphrase a little bit, but before I do that, I just wanted to thank a listener on the Fast Chat for reminding everyone that we cleared those dates, and if you felt a strong pull when Ron did that or like something released, you might want to do the natal barcode clearing, which is a wonderful way to clear any kind of labels, names, dates, and that kind of thing. So that's just a quick reminder, and thank you, listener, for putting that on the Fast Chat. So, yes, back to the clones, and it's a good idea for us to be aware, and I guess, as one of the people say, I really need a lot of patience. But this is a person went into a store just to simply buy a soda, and there was the person ahead of them was kind of ruckus going on, and the person paid with a lot of change. And then when he got to the counter, I guess, instead of just charging and letting him pay for his soda, that guy closed the plexiglass in front of him and counted all the change, which was like dimes and nickels and pennies. And meantime, the person had walked out of the store anyway, so it made no sense. He said, why, if you were going to count the money, why didn't you make sure it was right before the person left? So in frustration, this person left and went to another store, and then he thought, I think I need quarters for the bus. So he went to the register and put down a $20 bill, again with a soda, so it was a dollar something, a dollar and change. And the person just looked at him and said, you're going to pay with a 20? Like they had never seen a $20 bill before. And I think that those two people must be clones, right, Ron? Like they can't even do simple things like work behind a cash register and make change. And you have talked about exactly that before.
Yeah, just for a joke, you might even try to get a $100 bill, everybody, and you know, just have it just to call the person and see what their reaction is, and then say, oh, wait, I got some smaller change, and just see if they happen to look at the money, like pick it up and look at it, like, what's this, you know? Might be a good thing to do.
Right. And I guess it's good to just not just almost expect this kind of thing, right, Ron, and not allow yourself to get too upset or affected or.
No, you're just viewing another life form that's brought into the earth here.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just the way it is. And,
right.
You know, we can't do anything about it. They're here, so just try to live with them.
Right. And I asked you this earlier, you know, before we started the show. How can or could, like, let's say that for this listener that told that story, how would timeline crashes help that situation? Like, would that be something that should be timeline crashed?
Well, you may want to do that so you don't get connected to, you know, the clone at all. That could be a possibility. I'm not saying that the aliens are out there, you know, with their telescopes looking at you to see who recognizes a clone or not. But it might be interesting to possibly just do a timeline crash, I don't know, maybe 100 timeline crashes, and just, you know, on the incident, and just see if you feel different. That's kind of what I would maybe suggest doing. Just kind of see for yourself if that helps.
Right. Okay. Now, here's another one. A listener wrote in to say that she was in the library, and a man she's seen before sat down across from me. Shortly after, another man, who looked exactly the same, sat down next to me. And I asked him if he was related to the other person. Nope. They both had the same face and the same glasses, just like twins. Only the clothes weren't exactly the same, but they had the same style. I felt confused, but I had the feeling that both of them were clones. Now, that's weird.
Yep. but they probably had different programs running. Well, yeah, there's so much that we don't know about. You know, I don't know what to say, because there's so much out there that is coming forward. At least, you know, if you're conscious, you can kind of see this stuff. And hopefully you're all going to be conscious. So
right. That's... Right. And that's, again, you know, maybe, who knows, that could have been a timeline situation, like it was the same person, but he was in the same place a few minutes after himself or living on two different timelines, and this person saw him.
Well, that would be a good explanation of that, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and another comment about, I think this is also clones that they're having to deal with. My tablet was two or three hours ahead for a whole day. And this is a person who says, I need so much patience these days. And one company charged their account because of a glitch in the system, and the Wi-Fi company said they have a glitch in the system and can't fix my problem. So I don't know if the tablet thing is related. That might be a different issue. I don't know why your tablet would go off the time, but that's weird. What do you think is going on there, Ron? Some kind of electronic control?
Yeah, there's all kinds of weird stuff that could be happening. I'd say anything probably goes. I've been, you know, getting less sleep lately, and stuff is going on. So don't know what exactly is happening. You know, having this week, having the two timelines almost flipped. One was upside down. The other one was at 30 degrees. You know, they're really trying hard to probably get more humans, I guess. I don't know. But whatever's going on, it's happening. So it's kind of a neat time to be living because you're able to see this weird stuff happening. And just think if you didn't know about it or you didn't tune into these shows, they might think that you're kind of going Looney Tunes, you know, if you start talking about this stuff to normal people because they wouldn't understand. And you'd be sitting there kind of scratching your head thinking something's wrong with you. So this is why we have this program to educate people. And the clones are here. So hopefully, and just start watching the clone movies in the past. I bet you're going to find stuff that you're seeing today. Maybe that was out the last 10 years. And go back to some of the older sci-fi stuff and see if you can pick out some movies about clones. And you may actually find, you know, a similar situation that some alien race wanted to bring down here. And now you can read the script of what they have chosen to do. And which means that you may actually see the script that they're playing right now. You never know. Remember, it's just a hologram that you're viewing here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and, you know, this same, you know, person that wrote about the glitches and systems and stuff, and she has to talk to repair people, and she has to keep explaining, he or she has to keep explaining their problem over and over, and that does get very frustrating. And it's possible that the person, you know, that is on the other phone, I don't know what is going on. There's some kind of a mind blockage there, right, Ron? Or, and then the person talking will start to feel so frustrated.
Yeah, very possible, yeah.
Okay.
So remember, when you talk to people, they're not always going to be who you think they are. So remember, you're coming into the holiday season now. And what are you going to do when you, we just went through Thanksgiving. Maybe you noticed that if you did go out and have, you know, event where you had a lot of people, relatives, and they looked a little strange to you. And now you know that they're probably cloned out. Or maybe kind of to have the situation coming about at Christmas. So you're able to now look and see if your relatives got cloned or not. That would be interesting. And if you think that they did, then ask them a question from the far distant past and just see if they have the answer to it. Anyway, you can have fun with this. It's like a game. So back to you, Ann.
Yeah, and you just have to not let yourself get upset about it, right? I was wondering, you made me think of the Soul Family clearing, which I have had running since Wednesday because of the, I'm not with any family, but I felt like, you know, they might try to attach to me or connect again. And so I recommend that really strongly for people to do that Soul Family clearing. Is it possible at all for you to do a little sample of the Soul Family disconnection for people, Ron? Or is that too broad of a healing?
It'd be too broad.
Okay.
No, it's too broad of a clearing. What we could do is I'll clear the energy on somebody that's close to you.
Okay. So we put someone in mind
that is close. Maybe it's your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, or something, or even one of your children. And we'll just see if this tends to help. So here we go. I'm going to clear away the energy. Hopefully you're going to feel better. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, just see how you're doing, everybody. Maybe that person, when you think about them now, they look different. And always check out their eyes. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much. And again, I think this is another clone comment, Ron, but you'll tell us. Another thing I noticed, I ask direct questions and people don't answer, but they tell me everything else, like they're running a program. This person, I don't know if it's a he or she, that also happens with people who are on with you, Ron. And I wanted to just say that we've talked before about words and mind looping and that sort of thing. And I try, sometimes I want to say, oh, wow. And I think, no, I'm not going to say that again. I'm going to be in more command and, you know, insert a different word and say, oh, that was wonderful, instead of, in case, because if I catch myself using a word too many times, even in an email or something that I'm typing, I try to pull back from that because I want to make sure I'm heart-centered and not just in some kind of program.
Yeah, that's very good.
And that happened, this listener didn't give a specific story, but that happened here. We moved into a new place and we asked the landlord what it's like, in the wintertime here, how cold does it get? And he said, well, you know, last February, I wasn't here. It just kind of went off track and went off, you know, not really answering the question. In a simple, yes, it gets warmer, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, that does sound familiar.
Yeah, so I think that's what the person's referring to.
Yeah, I've had that asking for directions. The person goes, well, I don't live here. I was going to say, well, what planet do you live on, you know? I don't know. It just seems kind of strange that that happens. It could definitely be true, but I don't think, you know, most towns are kind of small, and you typically know some of the streets around your town, so you should know maybe streets within a few blocks because, at least myself, I know that I'm in the vicinity, you know. And the person you would think would know, but remember, common sense isn't always common, especially with the clones. But, you have to just wonder how and why they don't get the response. And the only way you can kind of come to it is that they're cloned out and they don't know, even though they may only live a half an hour from their place. And they make it sound like when they talk to you, like, I don't live here, so normally it would mean that, God, you're driving 50 miles to work for this, job at Burger King or something, where it's a minimum wage job and you have to drive that far. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it just doesn't make any sense that people wouldn't know. And then they don't even say, well, let me ask so-and-so here. He lives here. They don't even know about that, you know? So anyway, I don't want to complain, but that's... what you're probably all going to start to realize and see is that they just don't know. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. The other thing is you don't ask, you don't get. Common sense isn't common. And then the newest one is, I think it's hopelessly lost, but making good time. So anyway.
That's a good one.
Yep. Back to you, Ann.
It's a crazy world. Okay, Ron, well, we have one listener saying that they felt very good from that disconnection from the soul family member that you did before. Felt very freeing. So thank you from all of us, Ron, for that. And someone had a request, which is a little bit, kind of connected and probably a good one for this season when you see a lot of family members and people maybe you haven't seen in a while. Could you do a sample clearing for people touching us?
Okay, here we go, everybody. So
you need to think of a time or a person that
touched
you. A time,
maybe a spot. Maybe somebody brushed your elbow. Maybe, somebody shook your hand. You wondered why your hand felt a little funny, but you have hair growing on it. No. Anyway, here we go. So, releasing the energy. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, there we go. So just see how your body's doing. You should feel a little different. And maybe you hit your hand was itching or your face or wherever they touched you. And maybe it feels better now. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you very much, Ron. I know that I bet you, because I noticed you yawned, which usually is a sign that something is kind of heavy, and I bet you a lot of people are having a hard time avoiding being touched because of the crowds when you go out and also seeing people for the holidays and that kind of thing. I know somebody bumped into me really hard the other day, and another person, like, very aggressively, grabbed my hand to shake it, somebody I don't even know, but apparently she thought that was how, she should greet me. And I wasn't quick enough to get out of her reach. So that those things happen to us as much as we try not to touch other people. So thank you very much for that clearing.
What else can we do tonight? We got about a half an hour.
Well, we have what might be, it's kind of a paranormal. Well, I'd love to do more sample healings, but someone has a question, and I don't know where this person lives. I kind of think they live overseas in Europe, maybe. But they are seeing planes fly very low to their house, the way you would expect, like a helicopter to fly, and she doesn't hear anything, but she sees the planes. Any idea what that was about, Ron?
Oh, boy, probably another one of these timeline situations here. Doesn't sound too good. Could be actually viewing a timeline that isn't actually here all the way. Maybe there's no audio, on the soundtrack on that timeline. Or maybe it's some type of new aircraft. I probably won't say new. I'll just say maybe it's an aircraft that's they're trying out experimentally. And, the Zays out there are doing that because that's what they would like to do and show you that they have this technology. So that could be that, another way of looking at it. It could also be, be alien stuff, but I would think, unless there's nobody on it, I have heard people talking about that before where they have looked up and seen airplanes and nobody was flying them. They knew about this, I don't know, but that's, one way to look at it. There's just so much going on now that, anything, is probably going to be real as you start seeing it. But, the timeline crashing can always help. So if you do have something where it's strange, something's going on, you don't understand, then, by all means, do some timeline crashes on it. It could help out a lot. It's a pretty simple, easy way to do that. So back to you, Ann.
Great, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much for that advice because, just we don't want to get connected to these things. And can you just explain, because sometimes people ask questions of you, Ron, as if they feel you're all-knowing and should answer every question about everything that's happening in the world. So can you just do that description of exactly what your mission is here and what your focus is so that people can understand what that is? I mean, I know what it is, but I'd rather you share
it with basically,
people.
I'm just here to help people in the ascension process to clean their body out so you can have a chance to leave here. I do get other information, but I got drug into that. I won't say kicking and screaming, but almost. I never wanted to deal with aliens directly, and I'm involved with that now. So it's really complicated my life immensely. So just from going into doing simple healings, I won't say simple, but they would be simple now compared to what I'm doing. You know, and I don't have all the answers. I don't deal with anything that is Galactic Federation stuff and garbage. I don't deal with that whatsoever. I just deal with light, and I get drugged into that stuff, into the Galactic Federation, battling these things. There are other beings out there that are trying to invade the planet here. So that's kind of what I'm doing. As far as what's being brought forth on maybe emails from people and channelers, et cetera, I get no information at all unless I'm involved with it myself. So I don't come forward and boast or something that something's happening. If I see it, I'll let you know. If I can figure it out, I'll let you know. But most of the time, I'm just busy doing what I'm doing, helping people with healings and being, you know, my energy is being used continuously on the website. So, and there are times that I get overtasked, like that one time that I had I think it was last week, wasn't it? Maybe, or a week before or something, I had to actually throw up during the program because somebody had a problem with their stomach. I think it was cancer.
And I know it was two shows in a row. You know, it was the Friday and Saturday. I think it was 2 weeks ago because it was when I was on the two in a row. So I think it was 2 weeks, but yeah.
All that I'm here to do, and I'd like to get out of here yesterday, is just to help people with the ascension process, to get out, clean your body out, and if you don't believe in ascension, do the clearings. It'll make you feel much, much better. And that's the bottom line. So, yes, and I do get people asking me questions about, what about this, what about that, is this going to happen? And I just, you know, I'm in the moment. And so that's where I live, and that's... I don't always have that answer that people would like me to tell them because I don't have it. If I don't know it, I'll tell you I don't know. You know, I'm not going to invent something to lead somebody astray or anything like that. You know, if I don't know, I don't know.
Right.
So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And someone else is saying that they had planes feeling like they're close to their house, too. So that's interesting. It's a different person. So, again, timeline crash it and... You know, we can expect Ron to have the answers to everything in the universe, but we do appreciate what you do tell us, Ron. So thank you. Gee, someone's saying on the show they're hearing a ringing and buzzing. The connection seems fine to me, so I apologize if someone isn't hearing the show clearly. Okay. Oh, someone's asking, kind of connected, can you do a clearing for our computers of clones? Like a clone, like if our, you've done that before, if our computers aren't like real.
Okay, yeah, we could do that.
Make
so here
them
we go,
real
everybody.
Again.
Yeah, just get back from your computer if it's on, and you may want to watch it and see if it shimmers or it might change a little bit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just see if that tends to help your computer. And I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. Let me go back into our emails. Okay, we got a very nice email from a listener, and I cannot read the whole thing because it's long, and the beginning part was thanking me and the other co-hosts, so that was very kind, listener. Thank you very much, and we all get so much out of doing the show and enjoy it very much, but we do appreciate your gratitude also, so thank you. And then let me just sort of paraphrase some of the things she's just thanking you, Ron, in general. I'm grateful for my spirit and the connection that has become the strongest ever. So grateful for the interactive online availability at creationlightship.com, the conference calls, the intensives, the private sessions. Grateful for you, Ron, and all those on the support staff. Grateful for your example. This is what I thought is interesting that we could talk about. I mean, again, thank you for your lovely letter. We are grateful for your example of who and what we can become and all you do for planet Earth and your years of service, especially since you've gone beyond the 3 years that was supposed to be needed. But as you know, we are in the moment and more was needed. And then the 2,000-year cycle didn't happen. We really appreciate all you've done for humanity. And here's the part I thought we could perhaps discuss a little. You truly do not judge, as you tell us not to, and thank you for the free will. So can you explain what this lovely listener is talking about, Ron, for the benefit of everyone listening, about judging and free will, which you've talked about a lot, but I think we can always stand to hear that again.
Boy, when you don't judge, then you have free will. You know, remember, you can't go against society, you know, and do something that might be breaking the law or something. But as far as your own free will, when you're in judgment, the free will that you think you have is put upon you by others and the matrix, the mind control programs. I just saw the movie, Hunter's Game? Is that what it's called?
Ender's Game? Did you see it in the theater?
Hunter's something. Hunter's Game, I think. And that was all about the Matrix controlling people. Very, very, very good movie.
Was it Hunger Game?
Hunger Game, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Hunger Games, yeah. I read that book, but I haven't seen the movie yet.
So anyway, that's about the Matrix. If you watch it, everybody, just know that this is what they're kind of doing, and at the end of the movie, the lady shoots her little bow and arrow, her arrow into the Matrix, and it falls apart. Except in the movie, they had maybe steel and maybe wooden things supporting the Matrix up there, where here that doesn't exist, but it's still very good, and it shows how things are. And it also showed maybe 10 people on the computers manipulating, controlling the events that the people were doing and changing the reality. So that's kind of where we are. But remember, when you're in duality, when you think, or I should say when you judge, then you're in the trap, and the trap is going to give you a lot of predetermined outcomes, okay, where when you're in the moment, then everything tends to unfold, and you may have more options to what you think you're seeing. I guess a way to kind of say it differently is if you go out into the woods and you're following a path, a trail, right, that people have walked on. Well, if you're not in the moment, you're going to keep walking down the trail and really not looking at or seeing what's around the trail, like the flowers and the trees and things, okay, because you're on a program to follow the trail to the end, right? Now, if you're in the moment, you may stop. But then you're in the moment, you may want to look around and see what actually is there as compared to, you know, moving straight ahead or wherever the trail goes to. Because typically, when you get on that trail, I would kind of almost bet that you're on now this energetic conveyor belt wanting you to go to the end of the trail from point A to point B. But if you're in the moment, then the trail is just there as a path, and you can stop whenever you choose to, and then experience life in a different setting. So that's kind of how I would look at it. And so by not judging, by being in the moment, I should say, that would be the best way to put it, by being in the moment, and you can do the mind a heart drop, then you may see a lot more opportunities. That's what I get a lot of people talking about. Wow, I do the mind a heart drop, and all of a sudden, kind of like life opens up for me. All different possibilities happen. I was looking for a job, and I found one. It's only because you managed to get off of that timeline that was bringing you into no results, okay? So you're able to get yourself off of timelines by doing that, and to probably get on one that you want to be on, which is peaceful. So that's one way to look at it. I know that's not 100% correct, but it's a way to look at timelines in the purest form when you're off of them, to be in the now. So when you're in the now, then you're off the timeline, and you're going to be bringing peace to yourself. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Well, and I appreciate, and I really feel the difference, Ron, when we're on these shows even. Of course, your calls, the healing calls, even more strongly. But when we're even on these shows, and, you know, I feel very much in the now and like we're present. And you know that how that feels, and that it feels different than the rest of your day. Or unless, you know, hopefully you are staying in your heart center and staying centered. But it's very strong and powerful when you're on these shows. So thank you for that. Someone requested, a listener, before, could we go to the light ship? And I just wanted to say we do that tomorrow night, Saturday night on the light ship. So I hope that you will be on our show again tomorrow night at 7, same time on BBS Radio, and we will, in fact, make a trip to the light ship. So, and someone said, it's good to laugh, and this is funny, but in a way it would be nice. I've considered wearing a sign, do not touch me, or saying, I have a contagious rash, do not touch me.
Cooties
here, don't touch me.
Boy, I wonder if that was a word, you know, we were growing up, cooties, you know?
Right. Right, I never knew what exactly they were, but...
Yeah.
But actually, it was a good warning, wasn't it? Oh, don't touch me. You have cooties, or, you know, get away from me. Maybe we need to bring that back, Ron.
Oh, maybe those cooties turned into something. You know, maybe that was an alien word that somebody brought down here.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do some timeline crashes for cooties.
I'm going to write that down. That's great. Yeah. Yeah, whenever...
Let's do a clearing for cooties. Here we go.
Okay.
When maybe that was told to you. If you're younger, you probably never heard of it. But if you're, you know, older, oh boy. Here we go. I don't even recall when that was. In the 60s when they used the word cooties?
I don't know, Ron. I'm not embarrassed to say I'm 55. So,
really?
So it was
right.
The 60s, I guess, when I was a little kid. Yeah, I was born in 57.
Okay, so let's do the cootie clearing here. So the older people know what they are, at least heard about it. Now we'll see if you know what they are. So releasing them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, we had 7, 8. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, let's just see if anybody felt the cooties leave them. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. A listener said, I recall someone getting cooties. Maybe it was a disease. Like, I never knew what it was. It was just some silly thing we said. And then someone's asking, is there a clearing for spiritual cooties, too? Well, I don't think they're physical, right? So the cooties you just cleared are at least energetic, right? They wouldn't be spiritual, would they?
It's possible, you know. When you're a kid, all you heard was the word cooties, so you thought it was some kind of invisible thing, you know, right? So you thought it was an invisible thing. Because people were like, when you talk to them, they would kind of like maybe slap it off their skin or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They go, ooh, you know? Which, that's the reaction. So, very possibly, they were a physical alien life form known as a cootie, okay, that we all forgot about, that might be living in your energetic system and being a part of you.
Wow.
So it can get pretty deep pretty quick here, but just think about that, you know. The aliens come through and give us information years before it even shows up here because they want to kind of show off what they're going to be doing, and then they get it validated. And they're probably actually competing with other alien races. They say, oh, we're going to bring in the cooties here. They go, okay. And then 20, 30 years later, all of a sudden, they go, oh, we told you we brought them in. There they are. So it could be an actual life form that is inhabiting people. I just can't recall, you know, I would think it'd probably be in the, early 60s, I'm guessing, when I was in school, that, you know, cooties was kind of a big thing, you know, in the grade school or something. But anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Someone said they were yawning during that clearing, and someone saying it was the 60s, and that at my grade school it was boys who gave people cooties. So that's interesting. I guess the girls didn't want the boys touching them. So thank you for that clearing, Ron. And someone has an interesting question. You have told us before that, of course, people who pray and many people who think that they're connecting to Jesus or Archangel Michael, which happens in our culture and churches, etc., they're not. They are connecting to something, but it is not the pure divine being of creation, and it's, of course, not a good thing to do. So the person's asking, is there also an artificial now? Which is a very frightening
thought. Oh, yeah. If you don't do the mind to heart drop, you would be in the artificial now.
You'd be on a timeline.
I just talk about it being, in the now, not being in the source now. So in the now is when time stops for you on a timeline. You're not in source energy, and that would be the artificial now. In fact, I'll just show you the difference on it. So I'm going to bring you into that point of the timeline as it stopped, which you can call a zero point. And here we go. Remember, you're on a sine wave, and when you get off of that sine wave, which is your timeline, we'll call it, then you feel a little more peaceful. So here we go. I'm going to put you into the now from the darkness, and here we go. This is what people talk about all the time, being in the now. So one, and the count of 10, you're going to be there. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Now, if you notice, you're going to feel different, but we did not command and work with your spirit, okay? So that's what the dark side wants you to do, is to be in the now, and you do feel better. You may have some less pressure on you, but now you're in the now, in the darkness reality, the light of the darkness. And this is where time has stopped on the timeline. Now we're going to do that with your spirit being in the now, okay? This you can do yourself. So here we go. Command your spirit to put you into the now of true source energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. There. Let's see if you feel a difference on it.
Well, I feel very peaceful. I believe we have a call, Ron. I think I heard a beep just then.
Okey-doke.
Do we have someone on the line? Hello.
Good evening. Hi.
Hi.
I have a question, actually, and I called in. And it's interesting that you guys just started talking about being in the now, but that was my question. where does imagination fall into all of this? Because if you're in the now and you're not supposed to be remembering the past and you're not supposed to be projecting yourself into the future, but, like, if there's something that you are wanting to do and you picture yourself doing it, like, you know, you just using your, where does imagination fit into all of this?
Well, you can use the source energy. I mean, there's two systems in there. Typically, the darkness copied the light. So with that understanding, you can realize that when you visualize something in the darkness, it works just like it would in the light, but the light doesn't hold you to it or doesn't connect you with negative energy, where the darkness will. Two systems are basically, on the surface, they look identical, but true light will give you more options. So most people are visualizing their way into this reality, which is the way it works, because you have mind programs, so you're just going from one mind program to another, which would give you the information when you visualize it. So you're entering into, you know, computer programs, in a sense, to get your what you want to manifest in your life. In true life, there's no program, there's no attachments. You just decide what you want to do, and the information comes to you automatically. But like I said, the two systems would look identical to us humans. When you're in light, they look completely different. But to the human perspective, it may look completely the same. What I could do is for everybody, I can put you into the source energy of your spirit, and then from there you can look at your opportunities that come to you. And sometimes you may not have anything because everything is there and there's no attachment. And so you may not think you're seeing anything at all, but everything is available to you. So here we go. One, I'll count to ten to bring you into that particular energy here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. How does that feel for you?
Okay, well, that whole experience was pretty weird, Ron, I have to tell you, because I understand on a level what you said. Okay. I'm just gonna absorb that. I'm not going to try to analyze it too much, you know. But yeah, when you know, and I think that's what you and I think that's what you're kind of suggesting as well.
Yeah, so it's hard
when you go into analysis, you have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it is hard to. Pinpoint the way the light is and how to use it, because we're so used to using darkness. But it's actually very similar to the same exact thing, because the light was copied, you know, and as it was copied, and the darkness brought that in, so that you are now using the light of the darkness in place of the light. And that's what people normally are using when they do the manifestations. And when you do that, when you have your thoughts control your reality, then that just means that you're making somebody else lesser than you, because you have to overcome an energy to move forward. That's the problem. It's much like, I guess it's much like the banking system, you know. You all know about the banking system and how they, you know, have interest. So if you have a closed loop of people, let's say you have 20 people, and you get a loan from people's money and there's interest there, well, eventually somebody's going to be lose, you know, the money, because they have to pay for the interest for the other people involved. So that's kind of the way the darkness works. Thank you all. I'll kind of understand that principle. where in true life, there's nothing attached to anything, and everything is freely given with no consequences. So it's like trying to find your parking place. You put it out that you want to get a parking place, and some poor person has to come out and move their car because it's the battle of the minds, and your mind is stronger than somebody else's, and they have to move because you're forcing them, force of will, to do something. So do you have any other questions?
No, I'm just going to sit with that for now.
Okay.
And, I'm just going to sit with that and absorb that.
Okay, and thank you so so much for calling. Unfortunately, it's time to end our show already. This hour has gone so quickly. Oh. I hope you'll be listening again tomorrow night, and we'll have the visit to the light ship, and we can talk about this more if you like. And we have a couple of things we didn't get to about healing, so I'll try to get to tomorrow night for everybody. And,
thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling. Ron,
thank
is there anything you'd like to add before we say goodnight?
Nope. I'll just say goodnight and hope everybody enjoyed the show tonight. And, you know, do look for clones out there. You know, get on your clone hunting suit, you know.
And don't let them frustrate you and upset you.
Those special glasses to look for clones, you know. Remember the
right.
movie They Live? So now you can wear your sunglasses and look for clones. Be a clone buster.
Right.
So, thank you, Ann, and thank you, everybody. We'll see you later.
Thank you, Ron. See you all tomorrow night. Bye.